Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for being here. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially as we celebrate our 17th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, our broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 17th anniversary of the broadcast. In a couple of months, we'll celebrate the 17th anniversary of our simulcast, where people have been listening all around the world on the Internet ever since then. But now we got this broadcast thing that we're celebrating is a big milestone for us, and we thank you for allowing us to be a little extra obnoxious this week. Tim Berry is our guest. He's an original founding member of our Brent Trust. He's a 98 model. January, Tim, this January, we'll celebrate your 16th anniversary. Your 17th anniversary. As a member of our Brain Trust. So we're looking forward to that. I know you are too. And
yep.
Founder of Palo Alto Software, folks. PaloAlto.com. Check out their live plan that they offer. That's in the cloud. It's an outstanding program. As you know, I've been telling you and bragging on and encouraging you to do business with Palo Alto since the beginning, since January of 98. And now Tim has a new program out now, though, folks, that it's going to be associated with a book that he's serializing on the website leanplanning.com. Is that right?
Leanplan.com.
Leanplan.com. All right, so check that out, folks. Also, timberry.com. And we're going to keep talking about it. We're going to serialize it ourselves on our show, Tim, as we go through this thing to you, as you get this book published. Okay, so wrap up lean planning for us. In the first segment, you explained what lean means. It's a form of quality process, folks. And one of the things I'd like to stick in here, Tim, is that there's a difference between quality service and quality planning, quality process. Quality service is when it breaks, you fix it, and you're so proud of your quality service because customers love you because, wow, this thing broke, and they came right out and fixed it. Oh, boy, aren't they great people? Well, guess what, folks? The customers are happy, but it just cost you $300. Quality process is where it doesn't break to start with because you fixed it before it broke.
Yeah.
That's the quality process, and lean is a form of that, isn't it?
Lean planning is a process. Yes, you're not focusing on a specific business plan you did once. You have a process where you do it just big enough the first time through, and it doesn't last longer than a month. Every month you review plan versus actual results, mm-hmm. and you revise it so it's always up to date, and you're always managing your company by that PRRR process, plan, run, review, revise. So you're steering your company using planning, and you're writing down the key points so you can keep track of what you mm-hmm. thought and what actually happened and get the insight to manage better. And it doesn't take a lot of time, and it goes on a little bit at a time, and it continues as long as the business continues.
Mm-hmm.
And one key, Jim, to this for people to understand is there's something called a business plan event, which is when you have to generate a traditional business plan for a bank or investor or mm-hmm. a partner or divorce settlement or to sell the company. Mm-hmm. There are such things as business plan events. You're running along with your lean planning as a process, and suddenly you have the business plan event. Well, you're 80% done mm-hmm. with your business plan always, and you add the extra 20%, which is the descriptions, the summaries, the extra numbers.
Just put
and
the
things
skin
like
on it.
That.
You got the meat. So, you got the meat and the bones. Just put the skin on it, right?
Yeah. So it's not that you don't ever do a traditional business plan. It's that you don't until you need it. And if you never need it because you never have a business plan event, you're still benefiting from planning. You're still running your business better. You're still constantly looking at the next steps to take and analyzing the results of the last steps
mm-hmm.
all the time, because that makes your business managed better. It steers it. It's like course corrections.
Tim, I'm telling you, people are listening to you right now, and they're saying, how much sense does that make? I mean, this is like a breath of fresh air to busy, busy small business CEOs.
And we offer people the benefits of planning without confusing that elaborate business plan that mm-hmm. has its disadvantages.
Mm-hmm. Leanplan.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you can find out more about how the book's rolling out. Tim's been serializing it there. But also, don't forget timberry.com, where you can see his blog and all the things. He's a very prolific writer, folks. And I promise you, you'll get smarter when you hang out with Tim. And, of course, don't forget Business Plan Pro. Palo Alto Software, where you can find all the other products. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job, and thanks for helping us celebrate.
And, Jim, congratulations, and I always enjoy it.
Thank you. We'll see you next time. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.